Joe Fisher is coming back for another day on the Wake Up Zone on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Good morning, Joe.
I don't have a choice, right? I mean,
yeah, you're stuck with us.
We called him on the golf course, and he said, yes, I will come back for another day.
Oh, if only. Yeah, that would be nice.
Joe, Jeremy Sauer's getting the call back up to the Indians. Nice to see.
Yeah, we had talked about that a couple weeks ago, I guess. We'd asked about that, and I think he's scheduled to pitch September 26th or something like that. They've got him slated for a start at that point.
And a doubleheader against Seattle.
It would be nice to see him perform well, you know, down the stretch of this season and kind of regain that form he had early on. You know, when he went to the minors, he got hit pretty well early on and then sort of got it in gear. And I don't know if it was some kind of technical adjustment or a confidence issue or whatever, but he pitched very well down the stretch in the minors and earned his way back, and it was great to see.
Chris Williams was among those honored by the league as the top offensive lineman this week in the SEC for his work against Ole Miss. To me, that's always, and Chris is a consistently good performer every week, but it's always kind of funny to know or try to understand how they pick which lineman is the best in the league in a particular week.
That's a really good question. I mean, you know, how do you do it? It usually comes behind some kind of big performance where a team has run the ball extremely well or if they've passed for 400 yards or something like that. But, you know, in that game, we all saw Kasen Jackson-Garrison just run the ball consistently around that left side with Chris there. And, you know, that left tackle spot, I was talking yesterday with Coach Johnson when we taped the TV show. And in fact, there is a feature on Chris on the show this week on the Commodore Connection. That left tackle spot, if you're a right-handed quarterback, you know, you love all your linemen, but you really love your left tackle because he's got your blind side. And Chris has become not only a great college player, but a pretty hot pro prospect. He's risen up the draft boards because he's, you know, about 6'6 and 320 and can run. And he's a guy that has a chance to be a first-round draft pick.
Joe, when you're looking at the schedule, and I know we all take it one game at a time, but the next 5 weeks, home for Eastern Michigan, at Auburn, home for Georgia, at South Carolina, home for Miami of Ohio, if they can find 3 wins in there, you know, going 5-3 into the final third of the schedule would be the best of possible situation for Vanderbilt when they're looking at 6 wins that would get them into a ball.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's one of those things that people don't talk about, but that Ole Miss win was huge. I mean, you have to just look at it that way. 2-1 out of the gate is a lot more palatable than 1-2 and 0-2 in the conference. And the open date comes at a great time. It gives them a chance to heal up some guys a little bit, including Chris Nixon, who's a little dinged up, and hopefully get those guys back at full speed. Refocus themselves. I hadn't thought about it. When I first saw the open date fall, I said, wow, that's early. You know, 3 games into the season, that's kind of early to have one. And then I was talking to Bobby yesterday, and he said, you know, but when you think about when we started fall practice, we're really at about the halfway point. He said, so it really kind of works out to be a pretty good place to have it. So they won't do any looking ahead. There's too much history in Vanderbilt's history of games that got away that shouldn't have. So I don't think there's going to be any looking ahead. But you're right. There's certainly a cause for optimism.
You know, and Kevin, you'll agree. You look at the schedule now, and nothing is hopeless. At Auburn, beatable. Home for Georgia, a possible win. They always play South Carolina close, and obviously Miami of Ohio at home. There's some possibility there.
No question about it. And again, open date this week, and then Eastern Michigan is the next opponent a week from Saturday. Joe, we appreciate it as always. Visit with you again tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.